all places yield to him ere he sits down, and the nobility of Rome are his. The senators and patricians love him too. The tribunes are no soldiers, and their people will be as rash in the repeal as hasty to expel him thence. I think he'll be to Rome as is the osprey to the fish, who takes it by sovereignty of nature. First he was a noble servant to them, but he could not carry his honours even. Whether 'twas pride, which out of daily fortune ever taints the happy man, whether defect of judgment to fall in the disposing of those chances which he was lord of, or whether nature not to be other than one thing, not moving from the cask to the cushion, but commanding peace even with the same austerity and garb as he controlled the war. But one of these, as he hath spices of them all, not all, for I dare so far free him, made him feared, so hated and so banished. But he has a merit to choke it in the utterance. So our virtues lie in the interpretation of the time, and power unto itself most commendable hath not a tomb so evident as a chair to extol what it hath done. One fire drives out one fire, one nail, rights by rights falter, strengths by strengths do fail. Come, let's away. When, Caius, Rome is thine, thou art poorest of all, then shortly art thou mine.